Bank, offering business banking tools for small businesses to large corporations. Commerce Bank offers cash management systems, treasury tools, and ways to monitor back office transactions. Commerce Bank, helping businesses succeed for more than 143 years.
Meteorologist Scott Olthoff says it's going to be beautiful all the way through the weekend, and he'll be along with details in 5 minutes after AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bosser.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. A public forum in Urbana on Governor Rob Blagojevich's cuts to the state human services budget turned into a rally last night. Providers and recipients of mental health, disability, and other state-funded services filled the Brookins Center gym to voice their opposition to the cuts. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
Are you angry about the way we're being treated by this budget?
A crowd of roughly 250 gave Mike McClellan of the Champaign County Mental Health Board a strong response at last night's forum. The Mental Health Board and other forum organizers worry the governor's human services cuts will hurt local services for mental health, developmental disabilities, and substance abuse treatment, services they say Illinois already neglects. The Illinois House voted to restore most of the funding, and Dale Morrissey of Champaign's Developmental Services Center says it's now time for President Emil Jones to allow a vote in the state Senate.
And we've got to get Jones to do something about it. He may be retiring, but he's got to finish his job, and that's to do the right thing for you.
State Senator Mike Frerich says a special session is unlikely, but the Champaign Democrat says senators might vote to restore human services funding during the fall veto session in November. He hopes Governor Blagojevich will postpone the cuts until that vote is taken. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Governor Blagojevich and the Corrections Department director are named as defendants in a lawsuit filed by the union representing workers at the Pontiac Prison. The American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees alleges the department and the governor are acting illegally in their attempts to shutter the prison, shifting inmates and workers to the facility at Thompson. AFSCME spokesman Anders Lindahl says there is a precedent when the union successfully halted Governor George Ryan's attempt to close a prison in Vienna 6 years ago.
We are confident, again, that the situation is much the same in this case and that the finding should be the same.
Lindahl says the law doesn't allow the governor to spend money saved by closing Pontiac Prison because the legislature originally appropriated the funds. A state legislative panel voted this week not to close Pontiac, citing financial data that shows such a move would actually cost the state money. Chicago Mayor Richard Daley is not happy about the Federal Reserve Bank's decision to provide an $85 million bailout of insurance giant American International Group. Daley said yesterday the money would be better spent on education. Daley said he feels sorry for the people of the U.S. He says the nation doesn't have enough money for education, but it has enough money to bail and fix every problem on Wall Street. The bailout of AIG is the second time this month the feds put taxpayer money on the hook to rescue a private financial company. Officials say the failure of AIG would further disrupt markets and threaten the already fragile economy. AIG said it will repay the money in full with proceeds from the sales of some of its assets. While media reports often rely on national polling data to determine which presidential candidate may hold an edge, a University of Illinois computer science professor says his website is a safer bet. Through Sheldon Jacobson's computer model, state poll results are analyzed through a mathematical formula determining how those votes would be distributed in the Electoral College. A number of other scenarios are played out, including how the undecided vote factors in. The site calculates voter shifts from neutral to mild and strong for both parties. Jacobson says the slightest shift can mean quite a change.
So, for example, if we go to a strong Democrat versus a strong Republican, the actual swing in probability can be as much as 0.5. So as a result, it can be quite significant. As we get closer and closer to the election, though, we'll start to see certain trends appearing, and hopefully that will give us an indication of which of the swing scenarios would apply. We don't know that right yet. It's just too far out from the election.
The website also takes into account a list of safe states, or those where a candidate has an 85% or greater chance of winning. While the site was only recently put up, Jacobson says he has proof that his computer model works. In 2004, his formula suggested that President Bush would defeat John Kerry. While national polls indicated Kerry held the edge, that website is election08.us.uiuc.edu. Meanwhile, two new polls show a tight race in Indiana between Barack Obama and John McCain as Obama tries to break the GOP's 40-year grip on the state's electoral votes. An Indianapolis Star WTHR poll shows 47% of likely voters supported Obama, while 44% favored McCain. The difference was within the poll's margin of error of 4 percentage points. Our next report is at 9:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
Programming on WILL is funded in part by a grant from Hendrick House at Green and Lincoln on campus, providing housing, food service, and personal care for University of Illinois students for over 60 years. More information is available at 365-8000 or on their website, hendrickhouse.com.
It's 8:35, and our meteorologist this morning is Scott Oltoff. And Scott, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jay.
Like I've been singing all morning. You are the man this week. You picked a good week to be here and get the kudos and the credit for the beautiful weather, even though you might just consider yourself to be the messenger.
That's right.
A lot of people are going to be gathering tonight for the season opening party for Krannert Center sometime, anywhere between 5 and 7 they'll be gathering. The entertainment, big entertainment at 7 o'clock and all kinds of things going on. And so I guess it's going to be one of those, you might want a light jacket for that.
It's going to be depends on how hardy you are, I guess. Probably be in the 60s.